Somebody's can like Kia Meta coming back help, like a guy like Demontre Hurst who played for you in week one. Can some of these newer bodies help out a little bit with what you're doing?
That's going to help because both of those guys know the system. That should help us both, from a system standpoint, and also, Tony's played for me in Dallas, so he knows a little bit more than some of the other guys. So it's good to have familiarity in any phase of football for sure.
Talk about how you feel about the return game. You've had a few weeks. You've made a lot of changes even the last few days. What's your plan here?
Just keep swinging, man. That's what we're going to try to do. We're going to keep swinging. Like I said, the first week we were a little bit closer than it looked like on film. This week we weren't close, other than the one of Santonio. We kept the first week penalty free, and then last week some of the inexperience showed up and we had some penalties. So that's been our focus this week in meetings and trying to get that cleaned up.
Could you talk about making good decisions on kickoff return? Are there set rules that guys should have in their hand on the kick?
It's more of a competitive situation that I'd rather not get into as far as our rules go every single week. Like I said last week, it's a tough play because, you know, they're getting a ball that's right down the middle, and I'm sure we felt like we could make a play right there. But, we have to make good decisions there. That's the bottom line, and we didn't on that one. To give our offense the ball at the 8-yard line right there and get a holding call on the first one is not good ball. No question about that. He's going
to
be active, I hope. So we'll see. You know, we have those discussions as the week goes on. We worked him today in there some. So, he showed good explosion up to this point and done some good things. So we'll see how it goes.
Does it typically take a couple of weeks for people to get out, for a return to get acclimated? Is it any different than a guy you're using to block or anything like that with a new team?
I mean, it takes time for all those guys. I mean, everyone says, well, you know, you got to get experience. Well, how do you get experience? You play, right? I mean, when you write or you do whatever you do, right? I mean, seriously, you got better at it as you went. Well, it's with all players and all coaches. The more we do it, hopefully the better we get. And that's the bottom line. You just have to get experience at whatever you're doing.
What, if anything, did you know about Ross before he arrived here?
We watched him on tape from Washington. He was explosive. He had some good returns in the preseason on kickoff return. He's also caught punts. So we like him, and we like his speed, too. He showed some toughness on the cover teams also.
That entire unit's had some reshuffling, obviously some of the roster moves this week. What's the challenge of getting that whole unit to get a little burst, a little bit of a pop in every turn?
To make sure that we get positive plays every single time, put ourselves in position to get them blocked. That's the main thing. excuse me, and do it penalty-free. That's the biggest key.